This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts.
U.S. President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden continue to target states considered to be battlegrounds in the upcoming election. Biden, the Democratic presidential nominee, is in the state of Michigan. President Trump has touted the stock market's gains in recent months. He's also said his administration's tax cuts and deregulation helped create a powerful economy before it was derailed by the emergence of the coronavirus. The president will not be campaigning Wednesday, but is expected to visit battlegrounds Michigan and Pennsylvania later in the week. Both campaigns see Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin as key to the November election. A new book quotes President Trump as saying he wanted to play down the coronavirus threat even as he understood its severity, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Journalist Bob Woodward writes the president told him in February the virus was deadly stuff, and a month later that he deliberately minimized the danger. Quote, "I always wanted to play it down." Publicly, the president was insisting the virus was no worse than the flu, and the government had it under control. At the White House, spokesman Kayleigh McEnany said the president's public words were designed to express calm, which is what good leaders do.
The president has never lied to the American public on COVID,
saying his actions reflect how seriously he took the virus. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Strong winds and high temperatures fed nearly 100 extreme wildfires across the U.S. West Wednesday, severely damaging at least two small towns in Oregon, where the governor declared an emergency for unprecedented blazes. Firefighters in California, Washington, and Oregon retreated from uncontrolled fires that forced tens of thousands to evacuate their homes and hundreds of thousands to lose power in three states. This is VOA News.